This message was recorded during the coronavirus lockdown in 2020. Thank you for listening to this Audacious Church podcast.
Hey church, it's great to have you with us this morning. Well, restrictions are starting to get loosened. Schools open. Our schools are opening tomorrow. 66% of my children are going to be in school tomorrow. That's 2 out of 3. Shops are going to be opening over the next week or so. And we're praying and believing that church will be opening in the not too distant future. We are so excited about getting back together, worshiping together, being church family together. I guess we're all wondering in this season, what is post-COVID going to look like? What will normal be? I guess we're not going to be going back to what we knew, but we also don't know what the future necessarily is going to look like. What are some of the things that are changes that are just temporary? And what were some of the changes in this season that are going to last? What are we going to take forward into post-COVID? What will our new normal be like? I want to speak into that this morning, and I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 9 in verse 16. It's coming up on screen. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch will pull away from the garment, making the tear worse. Neither do people pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst, the wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. The title of the message today is No Patch-Ups. No Patch-Ups. I just know what's going to happen is the boys will be back in school over the next week or so. And within a few days, their shoes are going to be ripped to shreds. Their trousers are going to be torn from playing football on the playground. And we're going to look at the trousers and be tempted to patch them up. But the problem is when you patch school trousers up, neither do they look much better nor function much better, because you know in a few weeks that patch is going to break, the trousers are shot. And so most of the time what we need to do is, rather than patch up the trousers, is buy a brand new pair of trousers. The same can be true in our lives, that sometimes it can be tempting and easier to feel like there's areas in life that we just need to patch up. If we just cover this area up, or if we just do a little adjustment over here, then we can maybe just carry on. But really, God challenges each one of us that He doesn't want to patch up our life. He wants to give us new life. This new season for each one of us, post-COVID, post-lockdown, post-isolation, is not going to be a patch up of an old normal. Is going to be a completely new normal. God wants to do something fresh and new in your life. And so we've got to make a decision today to prepare ourselves, not for a patch up, but for a new. Revelation chapter 21, verse 5, God says, "Behold, I make all things new." God is not in the business of patching things up, covering things over, getting through or getting by, but God is in the business of doing new things. And what God has for you is a new you, a new future, a new normal for every single one of us to embrace. Matthew chapter 9 talks about this new wine that God wants to pour in. But in order for new wine to be contained, the container has to be able to hold it. If we have new wine but an old wineskin, both are lost. Both the container is lost, and also what God intended to do can be lost because containers aren't fit for purpose. And the reality is, God wants to do something new in your life through you. And yet what God's intention may not be enough because we're not ready. And God is challenging each one of us right now to make sure we are ready to contain the new thing that God wants to do through our life. I want to ask you the question, are you getting ready not to go back to an old normal, but to go forward into the new that God has got for each one of us? No patch-ups. We don't want to be leaking containers. We don't want to patch up the issues of old, but rather we want to say today, God, you've got something new for me. Ephesians 4:22, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off the old self, which was being corrupted by deceitful desires, and to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. So the question is not just what does God want to do in this new season? The question is, what do we need to do to be the people to contain the new that God has? How do we embrace what God wants to do in this new normal? The first thing is that we need to have a fresh rhythm, fresh rhythm. You see, everything in life is about rhythms and patterns. 2 Timothy chapter 1 says, what you heard from me, Paul speaking to Timothy, keep as the pattern or the rhythm of sound teaching, with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Paul was saying to Timothy and saying to the church to look at sound patterns, rhythms, structures, habits, routines. And the challenge for us is, what is our fresh rhythms, routines, habits going to look like? If we're going to live out the new us, we've got to start to build healthy rhythms and healthy patterns. Look at this quote from Aristotle. He said, excellence is an art won by training and habituation. We do not act rightly because we have virtue or excellence, but rather we have them because we've acted rightly. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence then is not an act, but a habit. Aristotle was arguing for the power of habit in our life. He was saying that the new us is not a one-time act, but it's rather consistently doing the right thing that we acquire excellence, new rhythms, fresh patterns in our life. Stephen Covey said in his famous book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, that you need to prioritize and put first things first. In other words, if you were to allocate your time, what would be the essential things that you should put in first? I'd recommend that your spiritual health and your spiritual life would be one of the main aspects to prioritize in your life. That your spiritual life and spiritual health should not be an additional extra to what you already have to do, but rather your spiritual health and life should be first things first in your life. We've got to make a decision to embrace all the new that God wants for us and wants through us. We've got to put fresh rhythms, fresh patterns in our life. So the question is, what should you prioritize going forward from today? Maybe what have you neglected in the last few weeks that even right now God is prompting you to make them first in your life again, to put them first, to prioritize them. Ephesians 4 verse 1, Paul said, I urge you to live life worthy of the calling you've received. Again, audacious church, let's not live down to comfort in our life, but rather let's live up to the calling that God's got for us. God's voice always lifts you and calls you out of comfort. God's voice always disrupts the norm and causes you to lift the game, to lift the level. And even now, God is calling you to put some right rhythms, fresh habits, fresh priorities in your life, not according to living down to your comfort, but rather lifting you to live up to the calling that He's got for you. First thing, if we're going to embrace the new wine of what God wants to do, is fresh rhythms. The second thing is to have a fresh language. The way you speak makes so much difference in your life. Remember when we could go on summer holidays? I guess this summer we're not necessarily going to get to go to Spain and sit on a beach somewhere, but a few summers ago, me and the family were in Spain, and I was watching the boys who were a couple of years younger than they are right now, and they were starting to play football with some kids, and these other kids were from all different countries all around Europe, and it was amazing to see how each one of these boys was starting to see that not everybody speaks the same language. And so they were trying to organize, coordinate this game of football with all different people, with different languages, different ways of operating, and they were trying to work out how to make things happen. You know, the only common language they had in that moment was the common language of football. But everything else they were trying to work round. And the same is true with us. Language either divides or unites. And we've got to make a decision what we are going to unite ourselves to through the way we speak. Sometimes negative ways of speaking are connecting and uniting us with negative mindsets. We are reinforcing old patterns of how we would speak and think before simply through the words we're using today. Make a decision today to have a fresh language. Speak according to the future you that God's got, not according to the pattern of how you've been living. We've got to have fresh language. In Judges chapter 12, there's an incredible story of a guy called Jephthah and the Gileads who had won this incredible battle. And as they were starting to take possession of their territory, they were just watching who was coming back into the land and trying to understand, are these the people who have just defeated some of the survivors who are going to come and try and infiltrate and get bit back in the land? And so what they would do is they set up a checkpoint where they would ask the people coming into their land to say either the word Shibboleth or Sibboleth. This incredible story tells us that the foreign people could not pronounce Shibboleth, but rather they would say Sibboleth. In other words, this story is showing us that our language identifies where we come from. The way we speak determines what's going on in our heart. And I want to encourage you, if you're going to embrace and step in to a fresh new season, embracing the new wine that God has got for us, then we need to have a fresh language that's appropriate to our new us. And so let's not get caught up in old ways of speaking and old patterns of thinking, but rather let's speak the language of faith, of hope, of grace, and of love. Let our speech, Colossians talks about, be laced with grace. Let us speak to people. Let's speak up to people. Let's speak positively about things. Let's speak faith into the situation we're in right now, because we need fresh language. The third thing is that we need a fresh spirit. Your spirit is the inner man. And to embrace a new season, yes, we need fresh patterns. We need fresh rhythms, fresh habits. And yes, we need fresh language. We need to speak the language of faith, of hope, of love, of grace. But what underlines those things is our spirit. Because out of who you are, the spirit will flow everything externally. And we're going to make a decision today to embrace a fresh spirit. Listen to Paul's words to the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 3. Therefore, I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations. In many senses, this season has been one of, in a sense, tribulation. We've been isolated. And Paul says, do not lose heart, even in your troubles, in your trials, in your tribulations, which is for your glory. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. That's you. You'd be strengthened with his spirit in the inner person, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all of the church, with all of the saints, what is the width, the length, the depth, the height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that may be filled with the fullness of God. Now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask, think or imagine, according to his power that's at work in you. That's Paul speaking to us today to embrace the fresh spirit. Let's be strengthened with the power of the Holy Spirit. Even right now, as I'm speaking, maybe just in your heart, cry out for the Spirit of God to fill your spirit, to fill your space, to invade who you are, that you would be strengthened to have a fresh spirit. For God, the immeasurably more, exceedingly abundant, requires some fresh-spirited people, new vessels, new vehicles for God's power and his presence. And you are the vessel that God wants to use. You're the vehicle for God to flow this new thing through. The only question is, are we ready to be these new wineskins? See, the outward change is just a patch up if we do not inwardly change. And God wants a new spirit within us. If we're going to root out anything in life, you know this from if you've got something wrong at home and maybe there's some rot in the ceiling or in a wall, what you know is you can't just paint over it. I've learned this lesson. You can't just paint over waterproof paint. No, you've got to strip back the wall, get the plaster off, go back to brick, and you've got to start again. There's something behind the scenes that a lick of paint, a new patch up, is not going to deal with the issue. And the same's true in our life. There are some areas where we can't just patch up any longer. When God wants to give you a new spirit, a fresh spirit for a new season. The last thing is this, that we need, yes, we need fresh habits, fresh rhythms. We need fresh language. We need a fresh spirit and we need fresh ownership. We need to own our lives. We need to make a decision to take responsibility, to own up, confess, take almost stock of our life and say, what are the things that need changing, embracing, resolving right now? You have something for you ahead post-COVID, but you've got to make a decision today. I'm not going to take pre-COVID into post-COVID. This season is going to be a change season. There's going to be a demarcation that I'm going to know in my life there was a pre-COVID, but I came out post-COVID stronger, better, with more faith, with more hope, with more love in my life. But to do that, we're going to have fresh ownership. Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as though you're working for the Lord. Right now, Maybe just take a moment to look at your life. Look at the decisions you've made. Look at the things you've been saying and thinking and how you've been operating, and say, if I was to be really honest, what do I not want to take with me going forward? And make a decision, a covenant with God today, a promise to Him to say, right now, we're taking ownership in this area. Right now, we're taking responsibility for things that need to change. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him. What you know right now is enough to change. Who has called us by His own glory and goodness. Verse 5, for this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, to goodness, knowledge, to knowledge, self-control, self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly love or mutual affection, to mutual affection, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, if you keep growing, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive. Verse 10, therefore, brothers and sisters, make every effort. Can you hear the language in this scripture over and over again? Peter is saying, make every effort. Make every effort. Take responsibility. In areas you need to grow, see that you add to your faith. See that you move forward, not revert back. See that you step up to the calling that God has for you and not live down to the comfort that you're used to. Now is the moment to take responsibility. If you today make a decision to take responsibility, to say, God, what are my fresh rhythms going to look like? What are the words I need to change? How do I need to frame my world through the words I speak? What's my fresh language look and sound and feel like to others? What's the fresh ownership I need to take? God, fill me with a fresh sense of Your power and Your Spirit in my life. Then you're going to get yourself ready for the amazing thing that God has for you. We are convinced, Audacious Church, that this season will prove to be an incredible forming ground for every one of you. God wants to empower and equip and send His church out more than ever. And what we're going to see post-COVID is the church growing stronger. We're going to see it multiply. But right now, we've got to take responsibility. Last scripture, James chapter 1, verse 3. You know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. The testing of your faith. When the Bible speaks about testing, it's not testing to catch you out. It's testing to set you up. And God in this season is testing us and asking us the question, come on, Audacious Church. Let's be on the edge of our seats in faith. Let's believe God that He's got some new wine for us. And we're going to be the new wineskins for God to move and flow through us, ready to have an incredible impact on our cities, on our region, on our nation. God is looking for you right now. Would you make a decision today? I'm going to take responsibility. I'm going to step up. I wonder if right now you'd bow your heads, close your eyes. I'm going to pray for you. God, I just thank you for every Audacious Church person right now. Thank you for people watching all around the world. I pray, even as we're praying now, that you'd fill them with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, that you don't do patch-ups. You do new things. And we want to be not just patched up, not just painted over. We don't just want to get a little bit better, but we want to be new in our spirit, in our mind, in our language, in the rhythms and patterns, in the way we are and operate, in our spirit. We want to be re-energized. We want to be regenerate, God. We want the sense of a fresh touch of your spirit. Would you fill every person right now? And I pray, God, that we would be honest with ourselves enough to take responsibility, that we would embrace this season and we would allow it to complete what it needed to do, to finish its work so that we can come out post-COVID mature, complete, not lacking anything. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen.
You've been listening to the Audacious Church podcast. For any more information, visit us online, audaciouschurch.com, or join one of our live stream services, 10 a.m., 12 p.m., and 5:30 p.m. every Sunday.